Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. There's too many men, too many people, making too many problems. And not much left to go around.
Can't you see this is a land of confusion? This is the world we live in. Oh, we are an hour out from Festivus Friday. Thank you, Jesus in heaven. I now know you exist without question. Because that last hour, Michael Mackey, my good friend, was just a little too heavy for me.
Whew. Well, shalom.
Shalom, my friend.
Happy Rosh Hashanah to my Jewish friends.
Is it really Rosh Hashanah, or are you making that up?
No, it's really Rosh Hashanah. Even though I'm not Jewish, I know to give a shout out to my Jewish friends on their Jewish New Year. So happy Rosh Hashanah. Also, shalom to the rest of you.
And shalom to you, my friend. And peace be with you.
Yes. Peace be with you. Everyone always asks, why do you always say shalom? And I'm always, because I'm not Jewish. And I said, well, what is the big deal? I mean, I say, yo, and I'm not African-American. I say, hi, and I'm not gay. Oh, wait, I am gay. Mm. Never mind.
You say, hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
And you're very gay.
You have to really put the emphasis on the, you have to put the emphasis on the last hey if you really want to pepper it in, you know.
Somebody wants to know on the text line, I know I'm just a listener, but can the best of hour be the 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock hour? That 3 o'clock hour was just a bitch.
I mean, that was accurate.
Was a bit too much for a Friday afternoon. Sheesh. So well, 81:30. Yes.
Let's make the 4 o'clock hour. Let's make this the best hour, and we'll just repeat it.
Okay. How are you holding up out there in Mission, my friend?
I'm good. I went and got Starbucks today, so I'm wired for sound.
You sound like you're a little hyper today.
Well, I'm always hyper, but it's weird talking to you over this digital device and not like sitting across from you and making horrible faces
and bringing me a chai tea latte. Mm.
I know, Sam. You live for your chai tea lattes now that I've introduced you to them.
I do enjoy a good chai.
You're welcome, America. I did see Noah Wolla today at Starbucks.
Oh, the super hot guy?
The super smoking hot barista, Noah Wolla.
Yeah, media.
He's not a barista. He's a coffee maker.
Well, I don't even think he's a barista. I mean, he makes my drink, and he looks good doing it. So really, that's all that matters.
Is he gay or is he straight?
Oh, he's straight. Oh, he's a skateboarder, musician. He could not be more of a boy band. He kind of looks like a disheveled Sam Seavey, actually.
Well, this just got weird.
Well, Sam, you're all put together and sort of preppy and, you know, you kind of, you know, Noah Wolla looks like he needs a bath and a bowl of soup.
Preppy? Sam Seavey, with all respect, Sam, literally looks like a 6'4" version of what's his face from Back to the Future?
Marty McFly?
Yeah. You look like Marty McFly.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine with me. I'll take it.
All right, I'll take that.
His pants are rolled up. They're way too tight. I mean, Sam Stevie is 23 years old, literally going on 49.
And that's on the low end.
Mm-hmm.
But a very hip 49.
I didn't say you weren't hip, dude.
Okay. I'll say it. You're not hip, Sam. You're literally our age.
Having
a conversation.
Hey. Mouth.
Hey.
From the text line, is Michael still sugar free?
That ended right about the time a global pandemic hit and I started eating my feelings. So, but oddly, it's weird. All the weight that I lost last year, I haven't really put that much weight back on, but I need to be mindful of it. I mean, I'm not eating like a whole coconut cake from Jasper's, but you know, I'm
just
being
once
mindful.
A week on that one.
By the way, Sam, you've got
that is called self-restraint.
Sam, you have got to see Michael Mackey's hair. That thing has not been cut since at least early March.
Is it a very ungroomed Mackey?
Disheveled is the word that I would probably use.
Okay, first of all, no. It's very shaggy, surfer, sort of Owen Wilson.
Barbaric.
And it's... Mm-hmm.
He looks like he looks like a Viking.
Mm, Viking, yes.
Mm-hmm. When are you going to get that thing cut, dude?
I'm not. I'm growing it out.
Why?
I like it long and shaggy.
Okay. I showed up the other night. I thought I went to a girl's house. That's all I'm saying.
Shut up. I was mocking you, mocking me.
I'm just saying.
Go
ahead.
No, I like my hair, and I'm keeping all 400 pounds of it on top of my head.
At this point, he needs to call a lawn company instead of a barber shop.
Yeah.
Oh, a weed whacker, exactly.
We're going with Ryan Lawn and Tree to come over.
I do. I'm trying to go for the Owen Wilson look, where it looks like you just rolled out of bed, but really it took a long time to achieve that effect. That's what I'm going for.
Well, you've got it nailed, my friend, because when I came over the other night, I was surprised.
Hey, where is my Dana and Parks mask?
Okay. All right. No. Be quiet. I'm glad you asked. The original shipment was 9, and I handed those out to people close to the show or on the show. And by that,
I mean, chop liver?
No. You're in round 2. And so I ordered another 19 masks from my sister-in-law. She's the one who's printing them down in Wichita. And she got the order in for the new mask. And then, you know, she does the printing. So they came in the other day, but they didn't have the metallic nose thing. And you've got to have that or the mask is basically worthless. So she said, okay, the new shipment of masks came in, but they don't have the metallic nose thing on it. What do you want me to do? And I just wrote her back and I said, if it's not too much trouble, can you send them back to Amazon or whomever she bought them from? Because we need the metallic nose thingies. And she said, no problem. So she sent those back. She got the new shipment in this week. She is printing them as we speak. They should be here sometime next week. And you will get one.
Do you know how many people randomly stop me when I'm talking because they hear my voice and they recognize me? And that is so weird because I'm on your show like maybe once a month, maybe 2 hours during that show.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be great if I could represent the show that I'm on once a month for 2 hours.
I promise you this, Mr. Mackey, and we've got 2 listeners that we have their addresses. We will send them to them in the mail as well. As soon as they're in, you get one. Okay?
Okay.
And here's what we'll do as well. First person to send their address to the text line, they get the 4th one.
Ooh,
but it's the first person who can get their address in right now at 913-576-7798.
7798.
That's your pick.
Lacking, nothing is clear. No more.
Do you want to know why that's my pick?
First of all, I want to know who it is.
It's Berlin. Take my breath away, Berlin.
Okay.
Berlin. You know, like, take my breath away.
Yeah, I got it the first time. Why was that your pick?
Because Berlin is coming to Kansas City on November 14th, and moi, yours truly, is emceeing. Ah!
Okay, where are they playing? Are they playing at a drive-in?
Yes, well, sort of. They're playing out at Town Center out in Leawood to celebrate their 25th anniversary. And because Berlin is about to come out with Take My Breath Away 2.0.
Stop. You said 25th anniversary would mean that they started in 1995.
No, the 25th anniversary of Town Center in Leawood, Berlin.
I see.
This is Berlin's 40th anniversary.
Exciting.
So, very exciting. So anyway, that's November 14th. And I'm emceeing, and I'm obsessed with Terry Nunn, so that's going to be good. So it's like all my new wave worlds are colliding.
Okay. Berlin, November what?
14th.
November 14th, out at Town Center?
Out at Town Center in Leawood. Yeah, it's okay. Kind of like a drive-in, socially distanced thing, but still fun, still Berlin.
Congrats to the listener at 502, I won't give the street, in Lathrop, Missouri, you get the fourth mask. You were first in, and yes, your husband only eats mustard, lettuce, pickle, and cheeseburgers. Okay. Michael Mackey filling in for Dana Wright. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Story here from the Kansas City Star. The Lawrence City Commission, in a special meeting yesterday, passed an ordinance cracking down on people who are violating the city's COVID-19 health orders, which bans mass gatherings. City commissioners took up the issue to address community health concerns after recent videos showed crowded parties on the weekends near the University of Kansas in violation of the emergency order issued earlier this month. That order, which was an attempt to mitigate the spread of coronavirus, in part banned gatherings of more than 45 people. Those guilty of violating an order will now face a fine of $500 and up to a month in jail. Lawrence police have the authority to enforce the new ordinance and issue citations. City commissioners authorized the city manager to execute a memorandum of understanding with the University of Kansas to jointly enforce this ordinance. And if you have watched the news with any regularity, you will find that college campuses are among the worst offenders. I love my oldest daughter with a passion uncontested, but she is not allowed in my house right now.
Oh, because she goes to college and she might bring home the COVID.
And I think she's being responsible. But I have told her, you have to get tested and test negative, and then quarantine for 2 days after you test negative, and then you can come to my house. And if I'm a jerk...
And what does she have to say about that?
She understands. She understands.
Good.
And if that makes me a jerk, then I'm a jerk.
But Scott, you have to understand.
You gotta fight!
Kerry King on lead guitar.
Okay. I feel like that was planned. That was a little shtick that you guys had planned.
No.
I planned it like 2 seconds ago.
Michael, you've been on the show long enough. You know there's nothing on the show that's planned.
Well, sometimes it feels like you plan that, and that was one of those moments.
That was totally unplanned.
That was spontaneous. Good job, Sam Stevie. Good job.
Anyway, so congrats to 502 and Lathrop. You, my friend, will be getting a mask, a Dana and Parks mask. You want to load up the text line again, Sam?
Round two.
You want to do round two?
It exploded the first time.
Okay, we'll start right now. It is 4:28 and 52 seconds.
Ready?
First one in with your address, go. You get a mask from Dana and Parks starting right now. Sam, you got to watch it because I got to do a commercial. Don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. And that is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We will do Festivus Friday coming up right after 5 o'clock.
Tech, Nina. Kansas City. You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yes!
3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the place where we run it. Place really
oh, yeah.
Run it
by number. Who do we got this weekend?
The Chargers.
Ooh. The somewhere in California Chargers.
Exactly, yes. Okay. Can't decide what city they want to be in, Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you guys discussing the sports ball again?
Yeah. Is that okay?
It's knock yourselves out. I always tune out. I always just zen out.
You know, a number of Chiefs are qualifying for the Hall of Fame, Michael Mackey.
Do tell.
Guard Brian Waters. Defensive end Neil Smith, how he's not already in, I don't know. Defensive back Albert Lewis. Kicker Nick Lowry. Defensive back James Hasty. Quarterback Dave Craig. He'll never make it. Defensive end Leslie O'Neal.
Now, what did Dave Craig ever do to you?
He didn't do anything, but he also never won a Super Bowl either.
Well, do you have a favorite Chiefs player?
Ooh, like all time?
No, like current roster.
No, I'm going to go all time. I'm going to go with Steve DeBerg.
Okay.
You have no idea. You don't even know who Steve DeBerg is, do you?
You didn't know who Berlin's No More Words were, and you're a product of the 80s, so let's talk.
Steve DeBerg was their quarterback in the late 80s, early 90s. Had his... throwing arm pinky finger so badly disfigured that he had to tape it to his ring finger and he still played. That guy's tough as nails. Number 17. But number one in my heart.
He is your all-time.
Yes, he's my all-time favorite. He's my all-time favorite Chiefs player. Yes. Only because I watched him destroy his pinky finger and still get up and play. And I'm like, okay. Someone has a larger than I do.
Pinky
finger.
Pinky?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, larger pinky finger.
Well, I'm sure with the swelling from it being disfigured, it was.
Well, Mackie, who's your favorite?
Of all time?
Well, of course.
Hold on. Can you guys talk amongst yourselves while I pull something up on the interwebs real fast?
You looking up former Chiefs players? What's going on here?
I like, he's got a nickname. Is it the Cheetah?
That would be Tyreek Hill, who is a current player.
Tyreek Hill. I like Tyreek. Is he a current player?
Oh my God.
He is, yes.
Tyreek Hill. And you want to know why? Because Tyreek Hill was on the cover of In Kansas City magazine last year. And I read it. I didn't read it.
Is that the only
reason? I didn't write it, but I read it.
That you know his name?
Sure. I mean, I know Patrick Mahomes, and who's the Hottentot? Who's the guy who's smoking hot? The big beefy bloke who's besties with Mahomes.
Travis Kelce?
Yes, him.
Hey, oh. Hey, hey. Mm. Hey, let's do this. Let's not scream into our phones.
Shalom. Shalom. Okay, fine.
What about the Honey Badger? Are you a big fan of the Honey Badger?
What's his real name?
This is the Honey Badger. Watch it run in slow motion. It's pretty badass. Look, it runs all over the place. Whoa, watch out.
It runs all over the place.
Ew, it's got a
snake. Oh, watch out,
says
that bird.
It's chasing a jackal? Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's chasing a giant bird.
Oh, the Honey Badgers are just crazy. The Honey Badger has been referred to by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless animal in all of the animal kingdom. It really doesn't give a if it's hungry, it's hungry. Ew, what's that in its mouth? Oh, it's got a cobra. Oh, it runs backwards. Now watch this. Look, a snake's up in the tree. Honey Badger don't care. Honey Badger don't give a it just takes what it wants. Whenever it's hungry, it just, ew, and it eats snakes.
That guy's my spirit animal.
He's you.
Oh, is that a bird? What? Honey badger don't care. He does have, he has a little bit more of a lisp than I do. It sounds like, when he talks, it sounds like a radiator is slowly leaking. I don't think my lisp is quite that pronounced. Is it, Sam? I don't know, Sam. Is my lisp pronounced?
Are you seriously asking me that question?
Seriously? Stop. When people go, Mackie, where are you from? I go, I'm from gay, because it just is funny.
Oh, my word. Okay. Story here. Fox News. You know it's true. The U.S. Commerce Department said today that it will ban Chinese-owned TikTok and WeChat from U.S. app stores on Sunday and will bar the apps from accessing essential internet services in the United States. A move that could effectively wreck the operation of both Chinese services for U.S. users. Are you on either one of these, WeChat or TikTok? Michael?
I am not. Samuel?
I am not either.
Now, TikTok's like a short video thing.
Well, it's a video editing app where people try to make funny stuff.
Kind of like, what was it years ago?
Vine.
Vine, yes, Vine. So it's kind of like Vine, right?
Yeah, except for there's not as much of a limit.
Well, it lost out to TikTok, apparently.
Vine just died.
It died on the Vine. I see what you did there.
Okay, get out. The order, which cited national security and data privacy concerns, follows weeks of deal-making over the video sharing service TikTok. The United States has pressured the app's Chinese owner to sell TikTok's U.S. operation to a domestic company to satisfy U.S. concerns over TikTok's data collection and related issues. Now, I know the kids are really into TikTok. Like, they watch it all the time. But I've never even heard of what the hell is WeChat?
I got nothing.
It's just a messaging app. So, like, we text here, and everybody in mainland China, instead of texting, we also have an app called WhatsApp.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I've heard of that.
They use an app called WeChat. It's the way that they communicate.
Well, why wouldn't you just text? Why would you WeChat when you could just text?
If I had to guess, it probably has something to do with the overarching policies of their government, but I don't know.
Okay, so kids aren't using the WeChat here in the United States.
As far as I know, no.
But they're definitely using the TikTok.
Not to the extent of TikTok, yeah.
Like, American kids love the TikTok. Excuse me, Mr. Mackey, I need to know your thoughts on the Honey Badger. And it was Honey Badger who was on In Kansas City Magazine, not Tyreek Hill.
Ugh, my bad.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss.
Thanks for paying attention to the magazine you work for.
Well, it happens. Well, again, with the sports ball, I did celebrate Patrick Mahomes' birthday this week, though. He did. I think he turned 25.
He turned 25 yesterday. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
I had some red velvet cake in his honor.
So you're not going to watch any of the sports ball this weekend?
Negative. I mean, here's the deal. If I happen to be over at somebody's house and it happens to be on and they happen to be watching it, I'll just casually watch, but it's not like appointment viewing for me. That's my bad.
From the text line, Tony G never won a Super Bowl. He's headed for or in the Hall of Fame. If you're comparing Dave Craig with Tony Gonzalez, then you're crazy. And Dan Marino is also in the Hall of Fame, and he never won a Super Bowl. And I'm not comparing Dan Marino to Dave Craig either. Dave Craig was a good quarterback. He was not a great quarterback. And he does not belong in the Hall of Fame. Okay. Josh in North Kansas City. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how are you
Hi, Josh.
Doing, hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm not familiar with the WeChat, but a lot of these apps where people can message back and forth, even Facebook Messenger, it's way easier to hide who you're speaking to and what you're saying than sending a text message. I heard you say, why use it instead of just sending a text message? Mm-hmm. If anybody's trying to hide a conversation, they're going to do it through an app that they can delete, and it's not going to be on their cell phone bill.
Well, if you're trying to hide a text message that you're sending, don't you have bigger problems?
No, yeah, you do. Dishonest people definitely got bigger problems, but I'm just answering your question. Why would
hey, buddy, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, it's like Snapchat. Like, the message is only there for, like, 15 minutes or so. After you look at it, it's totally gone. You can't save it, and if you take a screenshot of it, it actually warns the other person that you're documenting them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Josh, do you appreciate the call?
You guys,
that was some good insight. I did not know that. Thanks, Josh.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. It's also the same number for the text line, but you need to put a 913 before it. Don't forget, we are doing the cornhole tournament because we can't bowl this year. It is on Saturday, October 3rd, outside of Rieger's in downtown Kansas City. It is the cornhole tournament brought to you by Dana and Parks, and we have to use that language for legal reasons. If you would like to join, you can register your team at cornholekc.com. Again, that's cornholekc.com. You can either go amateur or professional. If you do go professional, let me remind you, this is a sanctioned event. And any points that you get during your performance will be counted towards getting you into the national tournament. Okay?
What time does the tourney start?
I don't know the exact time. I want to say it's 10 o'clock in the morning, but I don't know. It depends on how many people we get, and so that determines how many different groups we're going to have. So depending on, you know, let's say we get 30 teams, we may have to do two different sessions. So,
well, I am putting it on my calendar right now.
You better
and
be there.
Duke it out with you. I'll be there with bells on.
Okay.
And not much else.
All right. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, God.
Also, bring your own bags.
Yeah, please bring your own bag. You don't have to bring your own board. You need to bring your own bags.
Ugh. Sam, Stevie, can I borrow your bags?
It is Saturday, October 3rd. It is stop. It is Saturday, October 3rd. Go to cornholekc.com to register your team. Every single penny goes to the families. We've chosen two families of fallen or injured police officers in the Kansas City area, and we got an anonymous matching donation today of $10,000. So if we can get $10,000, this anonymous donor will match dollar for dollar for the families that we have chosen for this year. Go to cornholekc.com. That's cornholekc.com. Here on Dan and Parks, Michael Mack.
Hello. Who sings this again?
Beg your pardon?
Who sings this again?
One Hit Wonders, The New Radicals from 1995?
Guess again.
Five?
Six?
Getting closer.
Seven?
Let's just say I was alive when this song came out.
Eight?
Yes.
This song's from 1998?
It is.
Man.
Off of the Maybe You've Been Brainwashed 2 album.
Maybe you never had a second album. Because you were a one-hit wonder, but damn, you had a good one hit. Elizabeth.
I love when they shout out Courtney Love.
No, and they also shout out Marilyn Manson, "We'll Kick Your Ass In." Now, I've heard a lot of things rhymed with Manson, but ass in is something else. Marilyn Manson, "We'll Kick Your Ass In." Elizabeth in Liberty. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Hey. Hi. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Shalom.
Well, I was just heading home, and I heard you guys say something about, like, you know, the WeChat, all of that, TikTok getting canceled, stuff like that, right?
Yes, WeChat is one of the two companies that the United States is going to start banning on Sunday, yes.
Yes, so that's a bit of a concern for me, at least, because I lived in China for several years, right? And we only use WeChat. Like, I still talk to friends, like, people that were from here in America, still teaching there, living there. That's how I talk to them. So, I mean, if that gets banned, that's kind of like me not being able to talk to them anymore.
What did you use it for?
Okay, so it's used literally for everything. I mean, you can make calls on it, you message on it, you send videos, you use it as a, like, to use WeChat Pay, kind of like Apple Pay here, right?
Okay.
So you can go anywhere there and use WeChat Pay to pay for everything. So your bank account's connected, your phone number, because in China, they only charge you for, like, data, like, you only pay for data usage there. And they actually charge you to, like, physically text message people. So WeChat is completely free, and everybody has it. And people even don't even hardly make actual phone calls.
Okay, Elizabeth, hang on, because we're short on time. Is it used by people in China to get around the government?
Not that I know of, okay. No. Like, people within the government even use it. Like, you use secure stuff, whatever, but you can't do the snap. I don't know what that guy was talking about with the Snapchat thing. Like, that's not a thing. What it, like, taking a screenshot of it and the other person knows, it's not like Snapchat at all. Okay. So it's strictly just for calling, messaging.
Is it encrypted? I mean, is it secure?
No, it's not. That's just it. Because WhatsApp is, but WeChat's not. So there's those thoughts of, yes, the government can kind of maybe see what people are sending through WeChat.
Yeah, and then you end up in Western China with locks around your ankles. I'm not laughing.
No, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I'm laughing just because it's kind of like, it's scary how ignorant some people are of their own government. You know, that happens here, obviously. But especially there, people are so unknowledgeable about what happens in their government or what their government does.
Hey, great to hear from you, Elizabeth. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, thank you. You guys too.
Okay, be well. All right, Mr. Mackey, if you're ready for Festivus Friday, it's ready for you.
It's a Festivus for the rest of us. I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Get in early, 576-7798, with your grievances. 576-7798, Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra, coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.